This year, Old South Church in Boston is celebrating our 350th anniversary. And through these 12 months of celebration, we've been encouraged to make a practice of showing or noticing kindness. You may have noticed or remember that in the tower entry where you entered, there is a kindness counter. It is a vestibule with rose petals where if you notice an act of kindness or you do an act of kindness, we're asking you to take one of those little red rose petals and to put it into the counter, and we're collecting all of the rose petals all year long so that we can track all of the kindnesses that we're collecting throughout the year. I think that part of the intention of this practice of focusing on kindness is to seek out and encourage transformation from a self-centered place into a community-centered place, that perhaps through the practice and intention of seeing opportunities for kindness, that as a church we might grow towards being more connected and sensitive of others. So on that theme, I asked the children of our church to teach us a little bit about what they know about kindness. You'll see they know quite a lot. I asked them to share their own stories of doing or receiving kindness, and to reflect a little bit about what they learned and what we might learn from a practice of kindness. We have two students who will be speaking to us this morning. Evie, I think you're first.
Hi, I'm Evie Paragas. I am a sixth grader in the middle school, in Melrose Middle School. I have been coming to Old South Church for my entire life, and I am here to tell you about what happened to one of my friends and how I helped her. One time I was leaving school and I saw her running around crying. I knew she was sad and I wanted to help her, and so I asked if she was okay, but I knew she wasn't. And she said that she needed to go talk to a teacher because she was sad and angry. So I took her back to her classroom and that she had run away from during school. She was crying because she had been bullied by a few boys in the sixth grade. One of the boys in our grade, he bullies a lot of people a lot. He had stolen something of hers and was keeping it away from her. I told her everything was gonna be okay and that she should calm down. So she felt less alone and better about herself. We talked and talked until she was laughing and she said that she was fine. The situation made me feel bad and I was sad because she is a good friend and did not deserve it. I also did not know why people would want to bully her for that. The friend of mine is kind of an outsider of the school, and that's why she was bullied. I feel that it is impolite and not nice. Helping makes me feel good about myself, and it makes other people feel better too. If I help someone, I hope that the person that I help will go and help someone else in return, and the helping will be multiplied. This is all about bullying, and the reason I told you this is to tell you that it hurts. Another reason I told you the story is that I could tell you that you should never bully anyone, even if you're not a big fan of them. And you should always help people, even if you're not a big fan of them. Also, you should just never bully. Thank you.
I want to share with you an act of kindness that I did at school. When I was in fourth grade, we had an assignment called non-traditional homework. Students picked their own subject to research. There were 4 weeks to learn about a subject, prepare a presentation, and present your topic. Some of the topics I chose that year were salamanders, Big Ben, and Kemba Walker before he played for the Celtics. A good friend of mine was giving a presentation on people with disabilities, mainly people in wheelchairs. She was at the front of the room. The other kids, including me, were sitting on the rug. I sat in the front row because I wanted to see everything up close. My friend began her presentation, reading from her paper. About 3 minutes into her presentation, in the middle of a sentence, she stopped. I noticed she was beginning to cry. It didn't seem as if she knew what to do. I looked towards the teachers, but she didn't seem to notice my friend's emotions or act on it. So I thought something must be done. The other kids were staring at my friend. That's when I got up. My classmates were surprised to see me get up, but I had to do it. When I stood up, I asked, "Are you okay?" My friend shook her head. I asked, "Do you want me to finish your non-traditional homework for you?" She said yes. I finished her non-traditional homework. I felt good, and I know my friend felt good too. Practicing kindness is about paying attention to the people around you, whether you know them or not. It's about really seeing someone and doing what you can to help them. I'm not so afraid of speaking in front of crowds. I'm speaking in front of a pretty big crowd right now. But my friend was. I could help her with that. Now there's something I want you to do. I want you to go out in the world and tell one person or more something kind. Promise to be there for them every step of the way, to watch out for them, and always be there for each other. Thank you.